USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
About a third of Americans think turkey is just fowl. Katie Lewis has more.
It turns out the traditional Thanksgiving dishes may not be the favorites. Turkey is in shorter supply this year thanks to the avian flu, but that may be just fine, as a study finds nearly 30% of American adults don't like turkey anyway. The Vacationer, an online travel guide, surveyed Americans across the country. Cranberry sauce is number one on the dislike list, while turkey is number two. Green bean casserole is number three. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The alleged trigger man in a fatal shooting of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub was ordered held without bail in an initial court appearance Wednesday, as the suspect sat slumped over in a chair and showing visible signs of a beating. The suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, has instructed attorneys he identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. The next hearing is set for December 6th. The Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office announced seven Michigan State football players have been charged for their actions during a post-game melee in Michigan Stadium's tunnel last month. The most serious charge is against cornerback Kerry Crump, who faces one count of felonious assault. President Trump must share his tax returns.
U.S. congressional Democrats on Wednesday grappled with the daunting task of reviewing 6 years of former President Donald Trump's tax returns as Republicans prepared to take control of the House of Representatives in less than 6 weeks. The members of the Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee said they hope to receive Trump's returns as soon as next week after the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday denied Trump's bid to shield the records from congressional scrutiny.
That's Tony Maruso reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Some high schoolers were shot about a block away from school in the city of Brotherly Love yesterday. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Four Overbrook High School students were shot Wednesday morning shortly after being dismissed for the Thanksgiving break. Two 15-year-old girls were injured and two 16-year-old boys were also injured. Police said all students were taken to local hospitals and are in stable condition. There has been no word on what led to that shooting. Tony Wallington, the Philadelphia School District Superintendent, spoke about the plans to keep students safe.
This is a law enforcement matter. We appreciate law enforcement's swift response. On the school district side, we will continue to invest in our Safe Pass program. Chief Kevin Bethel and his team are working on that around the clock, making enhancements and improvements, and we're going to redouble our efforts and continue to work with the city and the state to address this unacceptable problem in Philadelphia.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As the Biden administration attempts to paint a pretty picture on America's financial woes, another report reveals just the opposite. Initial jobless benefit claims rose by 17,000 to just about 250,000 in the week ending November 19th. That report comes from the U.S. Labor Department. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal had estimated new claims would rise only 3,000. That's a far cry from 17,000. It's the highest level of claims since mid-August. Well, we hope your Thanksgiving is filled with love and joy. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!